episode 1579, How to Eat Healthy While Traveling.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And guess what? It's Wellness Wednesday. Are you getting ready to travel? Do you really want to go somewhere this summer around the corner? Maybe you have graduations to attend to. Oh yeah, that's me. Well, we're going to talk about how to eat healthy while traveling for this Wellness Wednesday. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, are you one who travels a lot, whether for work or pleasure? How to eat healthy while traveling can be a lifesaver to your goals and your lifestyle. Plus, who really wants to feel yucky when you're traveling? Huh, not me, and I know you don't either. I mean, being bloated, gaining those extra 5 pounds of just, well, uncomfortableness, no one wants that. Planning can go a long, long way when you want to eat healthy while traveling. If you want to lose weight or maintain your lifestyle, eating is one area you must keep a handle on. You don't want to sit there and splurge too often, but depending upon your goals, whether you're going to be gone for a few days, a week, or even longer, you can definitely derail your hard work. I've done it. And depending upon how your body responds to foods, the stuff you put in, how it even responds to traveling, you have to be very, very aware. Or you're going to come back and you're going to get on that scale or you're going to start doing something. You're going to be like, oh man, this wasn't worth it. And you've probably been there. I know I have too many times. But you got to remember this too. You don't want to lose out on indulging, right? And enjoying new foods or your favorite restaurants. If you go to the same place every summer vacation and you're like, oh, this mom and pop restaurant is like the best ever. But it's stuff that you probably really shouldn't have, but you love it, right? You don't want to give up that enjoyment. That's part of what creating memories. Eating food helps us create memories, right? With all influences of our 5 senses. And so when we begin to take away saying, oh, I'm going to restrict you from something, what happens? Well, sometimes we're just not as happy. We can be really, really crabby and cranky, and no one wants that, whether you're for business or pleasure. So before your travel begins, you need to know the foods that are the big no-no. Yes, it all starts here. You need to mind the no. And what I mean by that is, if you are one who has an issue with gluten, you need to say, okay, then that's my no-no. I'm not going there. I know I can if I want to go there, but ultimately when I do, it really isn't good and it just sets me off. So maybe that's your big no-no. Maybe for you it's sugar, pasta, whatever it is. Maybe it's chips and salsa. Maybe it's beer even, okay? Whatever your big no-no is, you need to mind the no. Make the decision before you go off and travel and say, you know what? I'm just staying away from that. I'll allow myself to indulge in other things, but not that. That is just my no-no. I'm not going there. And for most, this is a huge revelation. Doing this one simple thing can change how you travel. So now guess what? On the road again. That is your kiss. We're going to get on the road again because it is time to eat healthy while traveling. So what does that look like? Well, number one, we already talked about the big no-no, but it's in preparation. Preparation begins in the kitchen and on your phone. You need to know where you're going and what's available. So if you're going to a hotel, know what's around your hotel. If you have the option to pick the hotel that you're going to be at, then know the different areas around the hotels that you're looking at and pick what works for you. And then also what? Use your phone. Come on. Nowadays, most of us have everything that we need at our fingertips. And if not, guess what? Pick up the phone and literally call the hotel or call Airbnb, the place that you're going to be, and say, what can I expect in this area? A lot of people now are very conscious of what they're putting in their bodies. Hotel chains are even on their website putting specific to the locations that they're in, what's around, not just in, oh, you'll have fine restaurants and all of this. No, you can actually get a detailed map. And if you can't, call the hotel directly. And if they have a concierge, ask for the concierge. And if not, whoever answers the phone can direct you to who you can speak with and say, I've got questions regarding restaurants and food availability in your local area that is maybe within walking distance or within driving distance, whatever the parameters that you need to place around that area. So preparation is key, and it begins in the kitchen and on your phone. Number two, portability. Portability is the key to your success in what you eat. When you are looking at how you're going to go about your travel, you got to get to your destination. So plan that out. You got to come back from your destination, plan that out. And then when you're at your destination, you got to plan that out. So there's a lot of what? Preparation and portability. So pack things if you can. Like for us, when we go for a full family vacation, and it's not just my husband and I going on, you know, a little getaway or a business trip or whatever it may be, we really look at, okay, if we're going to be gone for a week, then most of the time we're picking places that we can stay at that has what? A kitchen or a kitchenette where mama can cook. Because number one, it saves us money. We are a huge family. My boys, they like to eat. So do I. And so we can save a little bit of money for me cooking in, even if it's just one meal a day or breakfast in one meal, and then only going out once a day. It saves a ton of money. Plus, it helps me, who's very, very health conscious. My kids are health conscious, but I'm the one who plans the menu. So ultimately, mama's watching, you know, the kitchen, so to speak, and I'm making that decision. So portability, what can you take with you? What can you pack? If you're flying, you're going to have more limitations than if you're driving yourself. So think about that. And also be careful about the foods that you take. You need to watch the temperature regulation. All right, let's jump on in to number three, transportation. The way you travel, you got to understand that whole process. Whether you're going to be traveling by car, if you're going to be flying, if you're going to be walking most of the time, you need to understand what your travel looks like when it comes to how you get to where you want to go. And then once when you get there, then how are you going to get to where you want to go? It's very important because the question is then, how can I transport my food in a safe manner? So you can use like an insulated cooler. Some insulated coolers are actually electric, so you can just plug that in. And so if you're traveling via car, you can plug it into your car lighter and it's running as if it's a mini refrigerator. So there's a lot of things on the market now. I want to say this though, make sure you do your research on what's out there. Don't go and buy things just based on price or reviews. Do your homework. Try to get personal referrals or dig deeper. And if you have questions, call the company because there's nothing that is worse than buying something thinking, yes, this is going to be awesome for my trip. And it actually becomes your worst nightmare. And that's not part of healthy eating. It doesn't work, and then you're frustrated more, and then that adds stress, which increases your cortisol level. Do you see where I'm going with this? We have a mess on our hands, and you just wanted to go for vacation. You might as well just have stayed home, right? Because you have more frustration. So take a deep breath and really begin to think about your preparation, your portability, and your transportation. Also, if you're traveling on a plane, you could bring containers that you can reuse for things. And so pack yourself a salad if you want to. Or if you are flying and you're like, I don't want to mess with that, then actually look at where you're going, as into the airports you will be headed, and scout out the restaurants that you have there. How much time do you have for a layover? And see if you can go ahead and say, okay, when I get off the airplane here, this is where I'm going to go. Then you don't have any temptations, right? You've got the no-nos out of the way and you've got the yes, this is what I'm doing. So you're taking out a lot of the that happens when we're traveling. And there's a lot of that nowadays. I used to love to travel. Now, oh no, I do not like to travel. I would rather drive than fly. Not that there's anything wrong with flying. I just prefer to have my own wheels. I like to get around that way, but sometimes I have no choice and I have to fly. So just know how you're getting there and then what's the best way for you to pack your foods, whether, you know, if you're going to be going to the beach all the time, then take an insulated cooler with you. Or if you're like, oh, we're not driving there, we're flying there, and that really takes up a lot of room, then put in your budget, I want to be able to get one of these when I get there. Or maybe you can find one that can be rented. Okay, lots of things to think about, but it's important because it's this time of the year. And if you're one who travels all the time, this is a great time to really think about how you travel and what a healthy lifestyle looks like. Most people who come to me and say, you know what, Christiane, I used to be on a diet and I stuck with the diet only because I did everything I was supposed to on the diet, including following my fitness, etc. But when I travel, I'm out of my routine. I'm out of the area that I am. I don't have my own refrigerator. I don't have my own closet. I don't have my own bathroom. And it just makes me feel weird and uncomfortable. I don't know how to make it all work. Well, a lot of us are trying to just do a system instead of seeing it as a lifestyle. And that's the key. If you always want to be really focusing and zoning in on a healthy lifestyle, you have to make a choice and say, this is a lifestyle for me, not a diet for me. And diet as in the bad word diet, where we're restricting ourselves, diet, not as in diet nutrition. Unfortunately, it kind of, those words get a bad rap nowadays. And so we really have to be careful as to how we utilize the meanings of those words. So you're really looking at lifestyle. So go to number four. It's foods. Foods on the go. What can you have? Well, we're going to blast through this because all this information is in the show notes. And you can go to episode 1579 on createyournow.com. And you can go there and all this will be listed for you. So you don't have to sit there and go, oh my gosh, I don't know where to find this. I'm not writing this down fast enough. Take a deep breath and just listen and pick out things in your mind right now that, oh, I need to do that. And oh, that's a great idea. I want that. So foods on the go, meal replacement bars. Excellent, excellent, excellent. And you want to have a high quality meal replacement bar. Just don't go to your local drugstore. Do your research. There's a lot of junk out there in those replacement meal bars. And if you get the junk stuff, you might as well be eating junk food because it's not doing your body any good. And I mean that sincerely. So do your homework. And if you're going to get a meal replacement bar, make sure it's of high quality and ask yourself this question, can my child eat it? If the answer is no, then why would you eat it? Just saying. Okay, vegetables and fruits. These are great things to pack. You can take them on airplanes. And yes, it'll be run through the scanner. It's okay. Take your fruits and vegetables. If you aren't sure if it can go with you, then go directly to the airline website in which you're flying on and look at what can and cannot be brought through when you come and fly with that particular airline. But as a whole, veggies and fruits are okay. If you're putting them in a to-go container, make sure you're using, you know, BPA-free, all of that kind of good stuff. You don't want to have any junk in all of those containers that you use. You know, cut your pieces a little bit thicker to help with the bruising. So if it's traveling and you're getting some, you know, air turbulence or whatever, and you have the fruit or vegetables bouncing around, if it's a softer fruit, it could bruise. And who wants to really eat bruised fruit? No one does. So cut your pieces just a little bit thicker so it helps with the bruising. And also, if your veggies or your fruits have already been refrigerated, you need to keep them refrigerated. Otherwise, you can take them and just let them be out. So keep that in mind. If you have refrigerated your apples and you're going to take them with you and you're going to be gone and out for 2, 3, 4 hours of traveling time, maybe you want to go out and buy fresh apples that haven't been refrigerated and take those with you. That temperature change is very important when it comes to the regulation of the food and whether and how long it's going to last and be good for you to eat. Things we don't think about, all right? Nuts. Nuts are a great source for foods on the go. Also, though, be careful. You can overeat the nuts. It's easy. Me always love my nuts, but be careful not to overeat them. So, you know, set up your bags to be, you know, your little kind of packets. You can buy those packets in advance, but you're going to be able to pack a lot more than buying them individually. So think about that. Trail mixes, make your own with dry foods. If you go out and buy one and you want to purchase one, make sure it's a high quality. Know what is in the trail mix because you will find a lot of hidden sugars in those. So be very careful. Boiled eggs, awesome. Now, some people are like, oh, boiled eggs and traveling, maybe not so good. Oh, no, I love it. Now, I do keep mine insulated in a cold or in a insulated bag with a cold pack. So that's the best way to travel with it. But if you're only going to be there for 30 minutes, you're eating it on the road, whatever, you can just grab those eggs and you can go. They'll be fine. But if it's going to be 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, you need to have an insulated bag with a cold pack. And those will do you very well. Also, they'll keep better if at all possible to keep the shells on them. It'll help to insulate them too. Nut butters. Love nut butters. They're great on sandwiches, vegetables, and fruits. It's awesome. And guess what? They don't require refrigeration. So another great, easy on the go. You can throw those actually in your suitcase if you're shipping your luggage through when you're flying. But I would recommend, guess what? Double bag it. So just don't pack them in the package that they come in. Double bag it just in case if something gets poked, it doesn't get all over your clothes. That's a calamity you do not want. Also think about cheese sticks. Again, if you're doing eggs, you can throw your cheese sticks in there too. And, you know, with a cold pack and that insulated bag, and you can enjoy those. You can buy them individually packaged or cut and create your own, whatever works for your budget. But again, if you're going to cut and create your own, make sure they stay refrigerated. And then if you are buying the prepackaged ones, read the label. Because if you're one who's watching your body regarding starches, there is potato starch when it comes to cheeses to keep them all kind of broken up so it doesn't get clumpy together and kind of you get that icky mess. That's what they put in, all those finely shredded and already pre-shredded cheeses. You got potato starch in there. So if you don't want to be having potato starch, you need to start looking at your cheeses. Now, not all of your pre-cut cheeses are like that, so read your labels. Okay, sandwich bread, a great thing. If you're traveling via car, you can take a loaf with you. You got nut butter. Oh, how awesome. You got a midnight snack. Not that I recommend a midnight snack, but you know, it's kind of fun if you're having a couple late nights. But sandwich bread, use your favorite bread, your pita bread, a lettuce wrap, protein bread. Tortillas are awesome at this. And then crackers. Now, understand that if you're going to be packing a lettuce wrap, a great little trick is taking a wet paper towel, wetting it down, drain it out a little bit. Okay, so you don't want it soaking wet, that paper towel. You just want it to be damp enough to where you can wrap it around the lettuce, and that will help it stay crisp when you have it inside the insulated bag with your cold pack. So those are great ways to enjoy your sandwich bread, your favorite one. Now, if you're going to be able to go to a grocery store that's nearby you, or you can make a quick run, then you don't need to take any of this. But if you need to take some of it, or you know that you're going to be at a conference all the time and you want to pack a few foods with you, I do that a lot for me. I do not eat out a ton when I go to conferences or if I'm speaking somewhere. I pack a lot of my own things. Why? Because I can control what I put in my body. So it's very, very important. And then when I go out, I'm very watchful as to what I order, etc. Also, meats. Now, meats are hard, but what you can do is you want to think about your lean meats. Tuna and chicken in the cans, they also now have them in the little packet. So all you have to do is rip them open. You don't have to have anything major than your own strength of your fingers, which is awesome. You don't need scissors. So if you're flying, you can't bring those scissors with you. All of that jazz. Then you've got your lean meats and your protein. So those are good things to look at. Also, another great trick is your to-go bowls that requires hot water only. So like your soups or oatmeal that you like. Because then if you're flying, guess what? Then all you have to do is ask the stewardess to, you know, give you some hot water and you can utilize your to-go bowls and you don't have to pay anything extra from the airlines. You've got it. You can ask for a spoon if need be, and it's wonderful. So those are some great ways, especially if you're traveling with children. A great little, because it's already there. It's already kind of prepackaged. But again, know what the bowls are and, you know, look at your budget and say, okay, where's my priority here? You may spend a little more in one area versus another and it all balances out. So you just have to plan in advance. All right, let's go eat out. Aren't you tired of cooking? I am. We're on vacation, right? So we're going to either go out and eat. We're going to go to a restaurant. Maybe you're going to do some cooking on your own. You need to know where you're going. So if you're going out with friends, you're going out with the family, you know, research that menu, get on your phone, visit their website, or call ahead if you don't know. Ask a concierge downstairs in your hotel or management and say, this restaurant, you know, or which restaurants are good for, ask, you know, gluten-free, you know, nut allergies, etc. Maybe you have an allergy to fish. Well, you don't want to go to the local fish shop to have, you know, the mom and pop fish shop, which may be absolutely scrumptious. But if you have an allergy to that, you probably shouldn't go there. So really know where you're going. And when you have dietary restrictions, I highly recommend calling the restaurant in advance, because there is nothing worse than going with a group of people, even if it's your own family. And you go to that restaurant, everybody's ordering, it gets to you and you want to start, oh, I've got to have this, 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 and this. And they're like, man, we can't do that. It puts you in a bind because you've already sat down, you probably have already ordered drinks of some form or fashion, whether it's just water all around, or maybe you've had a few specialty drinks, etc. And it becomes a little uncomfortable. So call in advance if you have dietary restrictions specific to your, truly, your health. Like if it's life and death, you need to call ahead. Now, if it's one where you're saying, I may indulge in a little bit of a, you know, an extra dessert, or I don't normally eat fried foods, but I'm going to this fish place and I want the fried catfish. That's fine. That's not a big deal. But if you have dietary restrictions that are specifically related to your health and well-being, and you can't have that, you need to call in advance. That helps save you time and them time, especially if they cannot provide what you need. All these things you have to think about, but it's important. All right, so bringing food in a restaurant is usually okay if you are a paying client. So let's say you have a really, 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 really picky child. And they're like, they only eat one thing. Maybe at this moment in time, it's chicken nuggets. And the restaurant that you're going to has no chicken nuggets on the menu. You can probably go ahead and bring those in. Now, they're not going to cook it for you. But if you pre-cook it and you bring it in, they're going to be able, you're going to order all the food and then the child can have the chicken nuggets. There's usually not an issue with that because the majority of the party is eating. But if you've got 8 of you in the party and 7 of you are bringing in food, we have a problem. Does that make sense? So just really think through that. If you're not sure, again, what? Call the restaurant. Call in advance and say, look, I have a child who eats this. You do not have it on the menu. You know, we're going to have a party of 5 there. We're going to be ordering at least, you know, 4 complete full meals. This little guy is only 6 years old. Is it okay if I bring in his chicken nuggets? Most of the time, they're going to say it's fine. Not a big deal. All right. One thing I want to give you permission to do is to treat yourself to a meal of your choice. Now, if you have to watch yourself as into certain foods you must stay away from because of your health, then stay away from them. But if it's like fried food once in a blue moon, you know you may be a little bloated the next day, but it's not life or death, then enjoy a treat meal. It's not going to derail what you're going to do. You may not feel the best the next day because you don't normally eat it. So you may be a little more bloated. You may be a little more sluggish. You may not have as much energy. You may be a little achy in your joints if you had too much extra sugar. These are all things you need to consider. But if you're saying, I'm okay with that because I cannot wait to have whatever it is, then enjoy it. Don't beat yourself up about it and treat it as a treat meal. One thing I want to caution you towards is condiments. And I don't care if it's a fast food restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, or I'm carrying out restaurant. Condiments and sauces can be the enemy when eating out. They have a lot of hidden calories. They have a lot of hidden stuff in them. So be sure to get them on the side always. Always, always, always. That allows you what? To control how much you use. Have you ever gotten a salad that really looked good from far away, and then they bring it and it's like, oh my gosh, it's drowning in dressing. And you eat it and you're like, is this a salad or am I just eating the dressing and I just really need a spoon? It's like dressing soup. It doesn't taste good at all. It's just like, ugh. So ask for your condiments and your sauces on the side. Get in a habit of that. You can control how much you use. And if you want to use more, then you can ask for a little bit more. It's always the best resolution when it comes to, gosh, how much should I have on? No, you can control it. And ultimately, I want you just to enjoy your meal. So many of us just put pressure on ourselves because, oh, I've got to, you know, stay on this diet, right? We're not talking about diet. This is what? A healthy lifestyle. And a lifestyle means, hey, maybe on vacation you're eating more like 80-20 instead of 98-2. And that's okay. It's a brief moment in time. You're not going to derail everything. But if you're eating 80-20 every single day throughout your entire life, that may not be exactly what your body needs. It just depends. You are so important to me that if you're like, you know what, Christina, I got to get this right for me, I would love to continue the conversation with you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I want to hear from you. Let's start up a conversation because you are important to me. And finally, we've got to get this in real quick. Healthy basics. There's a lot here, I know. So take a deep breath. It's been a longer episode, but I'm not going to apologize for that. Food is something that we partake in every single day. And you don't want to treat it lightly because it is your nutrition. What you put in is what you're going to get out. If you put junk in, you're going to get junk out. Yes, you can indulge on some of the stuff, but you also need to be very mindful as to what you're putting in your body. So let's look about the healthy basics. Think about reusable hot, cold thermoses. Maybe it's a water bottle. Instead of always taking the plastic bottles, take your water bottles that you can refill. I take an empty one with me. I can't take it through on the airplane, so I take an empty one. When I get through security, guess what? I fill it. And in most airports now, they actually have water bottle fillers. So you don't have to try and stick that water bottle underneath the sink. Oh no, you can go and where you will find the water fountain, there will be a water bottle refill station there next to it. So it's awesome. So take those reusable thermoses with you, or those reusable water bottles. And a lot of times you can get stainless steel ones. They're not that expensive. If you're going with the family, allow everybody to have one. Give them their own color, their own design. And it's a great thing for the kids. Give them a permanent marker before you go on vacation and let them decorate their cup. And you can use different colors. I mean, my goodness, Sharpie, and no, they are not a sponsor of this podcast, but Sharpie has incredible colors. You can buy a few, you know, different colors of those Sharpie markers, they're permanent markers, and let them decorate it. It's awesome. And then they know that that's their cup. They own it. They're going to keep a watch on it because they have claimed it. So it's a lot of fun. Whether you're young or old, everybody wants their own. Also, one thing that we forget is our supplements when it comes to our vitamins. So like magnesium and probiotics, if you need that for your body to keep things moving like they need to be moving, make sure that is something that you pack. That is something I pack with me. You may not need it, but if you do, you don't want to be without it. So make sure you pack those supplements and those vitamins. Also, your favorite drink. If you have a favorite coffee, a favorite tea, those are dry goods. You can pack those. I would recommend, though, double bagging them. So just don't throw those tea bags in the outside of your luggage. If it gets poked, all your clothes are probably going to smell like whatever tea you're drinking. And it may be great if it's lemon, but if you got some green tea, Earl Grey, black tea thingamajigger going on, you may not like that perfume smell when you get dressed. Just saying. So double bag it, especially your coffee. If you're taking fresh coffee grounds, that's okay. You're going to a hotel, they provide a coffee pot that you can use. Great. Take your coffee with you. Just double bag it. So that gives you that extra layer of protection. And FYI, take a few extra empty bags with you for whatever reason. You just have them. It's odd, but I have used my extra bags every single time I've traveled. So throw those in. And in my opinion, always buy the freezer bags when you're traveling. A little heavy duty bag always does the packing well. And also think about your portable containers. Reuse them so you can wash them in the sink that you're in. If you don't have a full kitchenette, you can wash them in, you know, the bathroom, and you can lay them out to dry. There are tons of ways to eat healthy while traveling. You can do it. And while you do it, be present. Enjoy the food that you are taking in. You're creating memories when you eat, believe it or not. You are. And so enjoy those moments. Savor the food. Soak in the location and the ambiance. Enjoy the fellowship, the people that are with you, whether it's family or friends or coworkers, or maybe you're going out with people that you met for the very first time. Enjoy that time together. Don't take it for granted. Yes, you may want to stay focused, obviously, on eating healthy, but you can also have fun at the same time. Go out today, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.